So we're still in the bracha of Shemaya Tefillah, 16th bracha of Shemaya Ezra. So we begin Shema Kaleinu Hashem Alekeinu. Listen to our voices. Listen to our voice. Hashem, our God, Chus V'Rachem Aleinu. Pity and be compassionate to us. And accept with compassion and favor our prayers. So, we've spoken about this already. And now we will continue. Kikel Shemeya Tefilois V'Sachanunimata. Because you are a God that hears prayers and supplications. So the Sforim point out that there seems to be a double expression here. Tefillah is v'sachanunim. Seems to be one of the same. Prayers and supplications. What is the difference? So I saw in the Sefer Nachal Eliyahu that he explains that there are tefillahs that were instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, right? The tefillahs that the Shemoneh Esrei, as we have it, has been established by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, and in every word of Shemoneh Esrei there are tremendous kavanas that Anshei Knesset HaGedolah instilled within these words. So these words, even if they're said, even if the person says it without any kavana, the words themselves carry a lot of weight. These are called tefillos. And then there is a personal prayers that a person says. Chazal say that a person is allowed to add to every bracha prayers that are similar to that bracha. By Chonin Adas, one can ask for specific guidance and for some wisdom how to deal with a certain issue. And by Hashiveinu Avinu, a person can mention that they need help. Ask Hashem for help dealing with a certain yitzhara that they have that they want to do tshuva for. And so on and so forth. Each and every bracha, a person can add their own personal prayer to the bracha. Now, those personal prayers only have one kavana. That is the kavana that the person themselves has. It was not instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. So, if a person, for example, would become accustomed to saying a certain prayer that they've instituted themselves, and they would begin saying it by habit, that would have absolutely no weight. That would carry no weight whatsoever. Because it has they're just empty words without the kavanas that the person puts into it. So those types of prayers need to be said as tachanunim. They need to be said. The word tachanunim means supplications, means when a person begs. It's right. It's said in a certain way that indicates that the person is involved and the person is begging for a salvation. So Hashem listens to tefillos and tachanunim. Tefillos are the ones that are tefillos. They are tefillos on their own without investing anything into them. They are tefillos. Tachanunim are not tefillos unless they're tachanunim. And those are referring to their personal supplications. And then we continue. Umilfanecha malkeinu reikam al tishiveinu. From before you, our king, do not turn us away empty-handed. So the Abadram says that what we're saying to Hashem is, after all of these tefillahs, after all these 13, actually the 12 before this, after all these individual prayers that we've said, so on and so forth, we've asked for a lot, Rabbeinu Shlalem, and we know we might not be worthy of you answering our tefillahs. Nevertheless, even if you're not going to answer everything, if you're not going to give us everything we asked for, at least don't send us away empty-handed. Give us something. Don't send us away with total embarrassment. I was thinking of another understanding of these words, Milfanechem Alkenu Rekam Altishivenu. There's a story that the Baron Carlina was once, he was by his Rebbe, the Maggid of Mizrich, for Rosh Hashanah. Need that? And when it came to Hamelach, Hashachris, when it came to Hamelach, the Rebbe Kalina passed out. So when he was revived, he was asked why he passed out by Hamelach. And he said that when he said Hamelach, he was reminded of a Gemara in Masechtas Gittin. The Gemara says that at the time of the Churban, at the time of the destruction of Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was living inside of the city. And the Romans had surrounded the city, and there was a general, I think it was Tanrasrafus Arosha was the general then. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had a nephew that had a lot of power. He was the Reish HaBer Yonim there in Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked his nephew to arrange for him to be smuggled out of the city so he can go talk to Tanrasrafus Arosha. I think it was Tanrasrafus. Maybe it's under Jonas. Whatever. Huh? So when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai came out, and he said to the general, Shalom Alecha Melech, Shalom Alecha Malka, peace unto you, king. So the general said to him, you are Chayv Misa for two reasons. Number one, I'm not the king. So by calling me king, you are Amored B'Malchus. And secondly, Imalkana, if I am king, Ad Hashta Amaylo Osis Loch, why haven't you come until now? So the Gemara says that while he was there, the Shliach came from Rome to say that the king had died and he was appointed king. But anyway, the main point here is the second thing that the king said was, Imalkana, if I'm a king, Ad Hashta Amaylo Osis Loch, why haven't you come until now? Yaron Kalina said, when I said Hamelach, basically I was telling the Rabbeinu Shleilam, he's king. I heard the Rabbeinu Shleilam saying to me, Imalka, no. If I'm king, where have you been until now? Adhashta maila yasislach. There are many times that that we remember that there's a Rabbeinu Shleilam when we find ourselves in trouble. In times of trouble, that's when we call out to Hashem, and all of a sudden we're accepting all these kind of different things upon ourselves because we're in trouble. And it's very possible that when we cry out to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, we say, "Avinu Malkeinu, help us." The Rabbeinu Shleilam will say to us, "Imalkano, if I'm king, where have you been until now?" So we ask Hashem, and this is a bit of a Chassidish Akneich, that Milfanecho Malkeinu Reikom, Al Tishivein. Rabbeinu Shleilam, don't answer us when we come to you now with the Shema Kadeinu. Don't answer us that Milfanecho Malkeinu Reikom, that our malchus of our past is empty. That the fact that we haven't accepted upon ourselves that Rabbeinu Shleilam is our melech up until now, Rabbeinu Shleilam can tell us, Milfanecha Malkeinu Reikam, your malchus of the past is empty. Al Tishvena, don't answer that. Don't answer us that. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, by Tfilah La'ani Kiyatev, Al Taster Panecha Mimeni B'yoyim Tzarli. Don't hide your face from me in a day that is trouble for me. Why would he expect that Hashem would hide his face from him in the day that is trouble? Perhaps it's this word. I know that I haven't called out to you only on a day of trouble. So there might be inclined to hide your face from me and tell me, if I'm a king, where have you been until now? Even though I call out to you only on a day of tzar, don't hide your face from me. Before we go on to the next bracha, the bracha of Retzei, the bracha of Avoda, I want to go through a little piece of the Gemara, Masechtas Megillah. The Gemara goes through the order of Shemoneh Esrei. The Gemara says, after the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim comes the bracha of Estemach David Avdecha, where he asks for Hashem to sprout forth the salvation of David. The Gemara says, "Kivin shenivneis Yerushalayim." Once Yerushalayim is rebuilt, by David. That's when David is going to come, which is Mashiach. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Acha Yeshua ben Yisrael vikshu es Hashem lekeim as David Malkam." Right, so David HaMelech comes. Kimin sheba David, ba tefila. When David comes, then comes prayer. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Aviyosim alahar kodshi, aviyosim alahar kodshi, v'simachtem beveis tefilasi." Right, first I'm going to bring them back to my holy mountain, which is Yerushalayim with David HaMelech, and then v'simachtem beveis tefilasi. Then comes tefillah. So that's why Shemaya tefillah follows as Simach David. The kimish shebas tefillah bas avoid. Then after once tefillah comes, after tefillah comes avoid. How do we know this? Shenemar, because the pasuk continues after v'simachtem beveis tefilasi. After it says, "I will make them joyous in my house of prayer," it says, "Oyloisayim v'zivcheim l'rotz al mizbechi." Their oylois and their zvachim, their karbonis, will be accepted willingly on my altar. That's avodah. So the order is David, then tefillah, then avodah. So that's why we have the bracha of Asemach David, and the bracha of Shemaya tefillah, and then comes the bracha of avodah of Ritzei. The obvious kasha here is, once David HaMelech is here, what are we davening for? Right? We have David. Asemach David Avdecha. After David comes, now we're going to daven? After David comes, Kima Shabbat David Basa Tefillah? So I think that this really all relates to our own personal Avodas Hashem. There's an unbelievable Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Parshias that we're involved in right now. Yetzias Mitzrayim. What Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. What Golas Mitzrayim is about. What Yetzias Mitzrayim is about. Why we're not supposed to eat chametz on Pesach. Or instead we're supposed to eat matzah. Some service says like this. We know that in creation there are four elements. There's doimim, tsoimeach, chai, and medaber. There are still objects. There are sprouting objects. Right? So all vegetation is sprouting. Chai is all living creatures. And medaber are human beings. That really encompasses all of creation. Says the Chassam Sofer that within every person there is Tzemeach, Chai, and Medaber. Meaning, we'll start with Medaber. Medaber represents the human being, our capability to speak. Now, animals talk also. We might not understand them, but they have a language. So what is the difference? So human beings have intellect. So really, what medaber means is that we speak intellectually. So the intellect is the chelik hamedaber of the person. That is the part of the person that's called medaber. Then there is the animal within the person. Every person has a nefesh habahamis. We have an animalistic soul. It's the part of us that desires things that animals desire. We have tivus. That's called the chai within the person. It's the animal. The animal within. Now, both the intellect and the animalism are both inner kaychas. Right? There is the intellect and the desire. What sprouts forth out of that into action, that's called Tzemeach. Action sprouts forth depending on what the intellect and the animalism have sown. Whatever they've planted, that is what comes forth, that's what sprouts forth through action. So, in other words, the medaber, chai, and tzemeach within the person, Chassam Sofer says, are also the moyach. The moyach is the brain, the mind. That's the moyach represents the medaber. And then there's the lev, the heart. That's what desires, that's what draws us to all physical pleasures. So the lev corresponds to the chai. And then he calls it the kaved, which is the liver, which corresponds to the tzemeach. Liver is what the blood filters through in order before it goes to all the rest of the limbs of the body, which are the tools of action. Now, a person that is now, the way of a human being is to see to it that our moyach, that our intellect, governs our desires, and only then do we act. A person needs to be a melech, which would be in order, would be moyach, lev, kaved, right? Melech is mem, lam, chav, is moyach, lev, kaved. Our intellect needs to govern our lev, meaning our lev shall only desire what our intellect holds is proper to desire, and only then to act upon it. That's a melech. Chassam Sofer says that Mitzrayim was so involved in Taiva. It's called Ervas Haaretz. Mitzrayim is called Ervas Haaretz. It was so involved in Taiva that their moyach didn't even exist. Their mind was, they were animals. And that's why Hashem says to Moshe, Kaved Lev Paroi. Meaning all that's left, there is no moyach. There is only Kaved and Lev left. There is Kaved Lev Paroi. You know what Paroi is? Paroi is Kaved and Lev. That's all he is. And in that order, too. He doesn't even desire before he acts. He acts without thinking. Kaved Lev Paroi. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's why one is not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach. Because chametz, Zerosha Tevis, chai medaber tzemeach. Chai being first. Chai comes before medaber, meaning the animal. The animalism within the person comes before the medaber, and then tzemeach. Can't eat chametz. What are we supposed to eat? He says that how is a person supposed to see to it that their mind governs their heart? A person has to break their taivus. A person has to break their animalism. If you break the ches represents the chai, the animalism, it becomes a hay. So what you're left with, if you go in order, you want the medaber to be first. You have medaber, tzemeach, and then the broken ches, which is the hay, and you have matzah. You're not allowed to eat chametz, and you're obligated to eat matzah. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim, going out of Mitzrayim, represents placing our moyach, placing our medaber, before our Tzemeach and our Chai. And the way to do that is to break the Ches and make it into a Hay. And the Chasam Sefer goes on to say that this is why it says by Kriyas Yamsuf that the wagon was pulled down by the Yamsuf, and then the horses, and then the rider. He says, when you have the rider, the horse, and the wagon, what you have is medaber tzemeach and achai, right? Because the rider is a medaber, the horse is a chai, and the wagon is wood, is a tzemeach, right? So, mida keneged mida, measure for measure, by Kriyas Yamsuf, the since Mitzrayim always placed the tzemeach first, and then the chai, and then the medaber, that's exactly what happened by the Yamsuf. The Yamsuf pulled the wagon down, the wagon dragged, the tzemeach dragged the chai down, and the chai dragged the medaber down. They put their tithes first. No, but Mitzrayim, but Pare was Kovei Le Pare was first. He put the first to Kovei. I mean, the Iker problem of Mitzrayim was is that they placed their tithes first. But it came to the point that they were even acting before their tithes. So this is all the Chasam Sefer. Now, we have to realize, now this week is the parasha of Kabbalah Sotah. And when it comes to Shavuos, Shavuos was the only time that Chametz was brought into the Beis HaMikdash. The Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem or Chametz. Chametz Tei Afena. So whatever is wrong with chametz, on Pesach is somehow corrected on Shavuos. Now let's try to understand this. And I believe the way to understand this is, let's take all this and transfer it over into Avodas Hashem. In every mitzvah that we do, there is what needs to go into the mitzvah is action, speech, and thought. Or more important than thought is emotion. So we need to have, in every mitzvah, we need the tzemeach, which is the action. We need the medaber, which is speech, and we need the chai, which is emotion. It needs to go into every mitzvah. Now, what would the order be? It seems that the appropriate order would be that a person's emotions, a person should want to perform the mitzvah. A person's emotions should be infused with Ahavas Hashem and Giras Hashem, with the love and the fear of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. As a result of that, the person should be inspired to speak, to say to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, Rabbeinu Shleilam, Baruch Ato Hashem Alekenu Melech Ha'olam Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvois HaVetzivanu, whatever. Al Netilas Lulav, Al Netilas Yadayim, L'Haniach Tefillin, L'Hadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. Right? And then comes the act. Right, so the person begins with the emotion that inspires speech, and then that the speech in turn inspires action. That's chametz. Chametz of kedusha. Chai, it begins with the heart. Medaber, that inspires speech, and then the product is tzemeach. What sprouts forth is an act. Chametz of Kedusha. Well, once we leave Chametz of Tumah, Once we leave behind the chametz of Mitzrayim, the taivis of Mitzrayim, now we have, we then have 49 days of Sfira to transform chametz into Kedusha, and now we're going to use chametz to perform the Eibishter's Torah. We're infused with emotion that inspires our speech and that inspires our action. So when the day of Kabbalah Satayra comes, we bring chametz into the Beis HaMikdash. Now the truth is, that's what davening should be as well. The way davening, the appropriate way for davening to take place is that a davening is avodah shebelev. Davening is not avodah shebepeh. It's not supposed to be the service of the mouth. It's supposed to be a service of the heart. And that's why Chassidim Rishonim, Yeshayim Shoachas, the Mishnah says that before Chassidim Rishonim, the first Chassidim would daven, they would while for an hour to meditate, to arouse their love and their awe of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Only then would they speak. But unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. And so therefore there are halachas. There's halachas of how a person needs to stand during Shemoneh Esrei, feet together, with Hachnoah. Why do we need halachas to tell us how to stand? Don't you think that once a person is aroused and they realize they're standing in front of the Melech Malchei Hamlochim, they're going to know how to stand? We have to go the other way. Because our hearts are not on fire yet. So we have to arouse, we have to start outside and go inside instead of starting inside and working outward, we have to start outside and start working inward. So we need to start with action. There's a certain way to stand, a certain way to present ourselves. A person needs to dress properly when they're davening. Men wear talis and tefillin. There's actions that precede the davening. Okay, so now maybe we should first arouse our emotions before we begin speaking. Nah, that's not going to work either. So what we do is we talk, and we hope that by saying the words, we're going to arouse ourselves. We say Psuka de Zimra. We say all these praises of the Rebbeinu Shalom. We talk how tremendous the Rebbeinu Shalom is, with the hope that by the time we get to Krishna, hopefully, our heart would have woken up already. And Shemoneh Esrei, we're gonna be on fire by then. That's officially how it's supposed to work. So instead of chametz, starting inside with the chai, and then the medaber, and then the tzemeach, working outward by davening, it works the other way around. Tzemach. First Tzemeach, first the Tzadik comes first, which is the act. We have to stand, we have to conduct ourselves a certain way. Then comes Medaber. And then, through speaking the words, then comes Chai. Then the heart is aroused. And this, I believe, is what the Gemara is telling us. David HaMelech represents Malchus. David HaMelech is Malchus. Malchus is action. Right? The people have to act a certain way in line with the laws of the kingdom. And David actually is also the gematria of the word Yad. Yad is the tool of action. Yeah, David is 14. Right? So, we start as Tzemach David Avdecha, Mehiras Tzmiach. Right? Now we're going to start talking about Tzemach. We're going to start talking about what a Yid Avoyde is supposed to look like. It's supposed to be Tzemach. First, the Tzemach, which is David, which is the Yad, which is Malchus, which is action. It says the Gemara, once we have David, now we can start with Tefillah. Tefillah is, that's why the next bracha after Tzemach David is Shema Koleinu Hashem Elokeinu. Listen to our voices. Now we're speaking. Now comes Medaber. After Shema Tefillah comes Avoida. Avoida is Avoida Shebelev. Avoida is Avoida of the heart. Kim Shebos Tefillah Bos Avoida. That is the Tzemach of David Avdecha. Tzemeach, Medaber, and then Chai. The Gemara says, "Masechtes Brachos, Daf Lamadal, Amad Aleph." The Gemara says, "Amar B'Chanina." We mentioned this already in the beginning of the beginning of Shemin Esrei. When we started Shemin Esrei, "Hareshain is Daima La'Evet Shemadaber Shevach Lefnei Rabbi." The first three brachas of Shemin Esrei are compared to a servant who approaches his master. The first thing he does is he praises his master. Before he says what he wants, he praises his master. So that's the first three brachas are brachas of praise. And then come the middle 13 brachas, which are Doima La'Evet Shemabakish Pras Barabai. That's when the Evet is asking what he needs. And the last three brachas, says the Gemara, is Doima La'Evet Shekibol Pras Barabai Minifta V'Hilachla. It's similar to the Evet who has received what he has asked from his master, and he is now thanking his master and leaving. So the Mefarshim, I have difficulty with this Gemara, because out of the last three brachas, there's only one bracha that is moedim, which is thanking Hashem. The other two is Vayter asking Hashem for things. Ritzei Hashem alakeinu b'amchi Yisrael v'svi losam Hashem. Desire your nation and their tefillahs. Bring your avodah back to your home. Let us see when you bring your shechinah back to Tzion. That's we're asking Hashem. And then the last bracha, Sim Sholem Tagu Bracha Chen Meches Benachem Mechaim Aleinu Akol Yisrael Amecha. We're asking Hashem and Vayter for all these different things. Why are the last three brachas packaged together as thanking Hashem and leaving? Only Moedim is the only one that's thanking Hashem. The Chuvas HaRedvaz, he says that the main brach out of the last three brachas is Moedim, is Haidah. That's the main brach out of the last three. It's thanking Hashem. Since it is such an important bracha, Chazal instituted that we should bow in the beginning and the end of Moedim, right? We bow at the beginning of Moedim, we bow by the bracha at the end. That's how important the bracha is. We bow at the beginning, we bow at the end of it. He says the Moedim the Gechidish, says the Chuvas HaRedvaz. So important is the bracha of Moedim, the Chazal instituted a bracha Rishayna and a bracha Achrayna for Moedim. Ritzei is a bracha Rishayna, is the fore bracha for Moedim, and Sim Sholem is the after bracha for Moedim. just like they did by Kriya Shema. Chazal instituted brachas before Kriya Shema and after Kriya Shema, so also by Moedim. And he says that the bracha beforehand is that Hashem should desire and listen to all of our tefillahs that we just davened. That's a bracha before we thank Hashem for accepting our tefillahs. We ask Hashem to accept all of our tefillahs. And then the after bracha is we ask Hashem for shalom because we just need a vessel to put all of this into. Chazal say, there's nothing that can contain all bracha, only shalom. So before we walk away and Hashem has given us all these gifts, right? We have to have how to carry. We need a shopping bag. So we ask Hashem, give us shalom. Shalom is the keli that we're going to carry it all away with. But the main bracha of the brachas achroinus, of the last brachas, is moedim. The other two brachas are a four bracha and after bracha before moedim. Fine. The lebsh helfen that we should be zoicha to estemach David avdecha mehiras hatzmiach. We should be zoicha to David and to tefillin and to avoda. Next week we'll talk about the bracha of Ritzei.